official handover ceremony took place Monday afternoon in the southern city of Kandahar, the Taliban's traditional stronghold in southern Afghanistan. The United States transferred authority for security operations to NATO, which now commands some 8,000 mostly British, Dutch, and Canadian forces in the region. NATO Commander Lieutenant General David Richards said the new deployment represents a significant step toward securing the insurgency-racked area.
I hope and believe that the huge significance of this renewed international commitment to the people of this country will not be lost on the majority who yearn for the peace, stability, and increasing prosperity we came here to help deliver.
The handover comes as violence throughout the country is surging and the Taliban-led insurgency appears to be gaining momentum. On Monday, a powerful car bomb in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 8 people, including 3 children, and seriously injured several others. Local officials say suspected Taliban insurgents likely planned the attack. NATO says it is deploying an additional 8,000 troops to Afghanistan by mid-August to help improve security. General Richards said he expects NATO to maintain military operations in the region for at least 3 to 5 years. U.S. officials have also repeatedly said that the NATO takeover in the South does not mean America's role in Afghanistan would be diminished. Speaking to reporters Monday, U.S. Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry said American forces will continue to play a key role in security operations as a leading member of the NATO alliance. He also stressed that U.S. forces will still maintain their own separate counterterrorism strike force.
The war on terrorism began here in Afghanistan, and it continues today. We must never forget that, and I can assure you that the United States of America will fulfill its pledge to the Afghan people.
The United States currently has over 20,000 troops in Afghanistan. NATO says it will have an equal number by the end of the year. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Kandahar.